Hey guys, what's up? It's Ashley here with the Patent Pump. And of course I'm excited because I get to bring the first installment of the Female Finesse Chat Series. Okay, so what is that, right? Well, the Female Finesse Chat Series is intimate talks with women who are bold, courageous, and insanely gorgeous. We talk brand, we talk experience, and we also talk inspiration. So, get with it or get lost, but I'd much rather you just get into it. Basically, first things first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, where should I start? Well, I live in the Cotswolds, which is sort of near to Wales, and I live with my husband and my cat Gizmo. And I've been a photographer now for around 10 years. I finished my degree in photography, which I did in Cambridge, which I finished in 2004.
Okay.
And then I lived in London for a short while, and then met my now husband and moved to the Cotswolds, which is just beautiful. And then got a job working for a large commercial studio where I worked for nearly 10 years. And that gave me great training and background in the photography skills that I have now and that I've developed. Started my own business, about 18 months ago. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we have that in common. Just like you, I started out in kind of a traditional sense, and then I was like, okay, well, no, I need to do it on my own. So,
yeah.
As with any kind of like brand, I think we kind of put ourselves in this category and we say, okay, well, there are three things that should kind of be the epitome of what your brand is. So what do you think those three things are about your brand?
I'd say those three things were working hard, being nice, and being a big fashion lover.
So you work with a lot of fashion brands.
Yeah, that's sort of my main focus.
Okay.
I have three branches to the business. So the three sides to it, though, would be the fashion side, which is working with fashion brands, be it clothing, accessories, whatever, doing anything from product cutout photography to location shoots with models or studio shoots with models or whatever, you know,
right.
Anything really. But I also do commercial photography in the sense of just interiors, lifestyle things, for brand photography for different companies that may have, you know, either a food brand or a jewellery brand or whatever,
yeah.
You know. So that's a different element to the photography. And then the final product that I offer is actually sort of bespoke wedding photography.
Okay.
And that's what I keep on a different website. That's why I've split the two, because it sort of gives a clear differentiation between commercial consumers and you know, sort of private consumers, if you like.
Right.
That's sort of where I'm at, really.
Yeah. I think it's good that you recognize that you kind of have two different audiences, and that you prepared your brand in such a way that it's going to appeal to both audiences, although it's the same brand. And with working in fashion, do you work in like men-centric atmospheres a lot?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of being a photographer, you know, I think it's changing as time goes on. There's a lot more female wedding photographers, but in terms of commercial and fashion photography, it's still quite heavily male-dominated field.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, the other elements of it, like the models and the stylists and all of that, you know, there's a large proportion of women working in that field, but with the actual photography, it's not so much. So it is interesting, and I think that being a woman fashion photographer gives a unique perspective on how you can represent a model and what kind of, you know, message you're putting across to people as well. So you can try to put a little bit of that into your, you know, creativity into the shoots that you have the option to be creative with.
So how would you describe your style?
Well, I kind of, in a sense, I would say it's quite punchy.
Okay.
You know, my images are quite sort of high octane, I suppose, in a certain sense, but with originative undertones, kind of a little sense of something different, something interesting, unique, whether that be the venue, the style of pose, the model we've used, or the brand of clothing, or, you know, whatever that we're representing.
Right.
I like to try and bring something a little bit quirky and interesting into the shoes.
I definitely understand. I think a lot of times that's what's missing, is kind of explaining or trying to convey to the client that what you're doing in your thoughts and your, the things that you think and your concepts are actually what they're paying for, you know?
I think the biggest thing that I would like to convey is, whilst I'm based in the Cotswolds, I always thought big, and I've always wanted to achieve big. And I don't just work in the Cotswolds, I work at, you know, all over the UK. But as well as that, I would like to work with international brands.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to work in the States. And I think Twitter's massive for being able to grow that kind of network.
I think that a lot of times people forget about that stage of entrepreneurship, is the actually acquiring knowledge stage, like taking the time to research, taking the time to network, taking the time to learn more, like realizing that you don't know everything, realizing that you don't know everything about your craft, you know, and actually learning and being like a sponge, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's hard. It's a hard thing to run your own business.
It is very hard.
Yeah, and it does take a lot of patience and careful planning, and, you know, just not thinking that you know it all, I suppose, because every day you learn something new about what you should be doing, what you haven't done, and what your business is about, really.
Yeah. So as far as women go, there are women in my life I know that motivate me and that have inspired me to become this businesswoman, this entrepreneur. So who's a woman in your life or a woman that you admire that has inspired and or motivated you?
Well, in terms of generally inspiring women, I've always been a massive fan of Audrey Hepburn, not only for her seemingly effortless beauty and style, but also for her attitude and the way she carried and presented herself so gracefully. It's amazing that she spoke six languages and and is to this day one of the only people who have won so many different types of awards, like Academy Award, Emmy, Grammy, Tony, you name it, she's won it.
Right.
And she was a massive humanitarian as well. So it really is a testament to what a woman can do if she puts her mind to it. And I love her to the extent that recently, which hasn't yet been released, I did a photo shoot whereby I was experimenting for the first time of actually being the model myself, but also being behind the camera at the same time. Purpose roles between, you know, exploring how hard it is to model. And the thing that I wanted to do was to portray one of my style icons.
Mm-hmm.
And so a hair and makeup artist who came and did an amazingly incredible job on me. I didn't look anything like myself at the end of it. Transformed me into Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
And so, for me, it's actually really close to my heart and to my recent work as well.
In saying that, you know, I think the last question that I have for you is, what advice would you give your younger self?
My dad has always owned his own business. So ever since I was about 12, I think, I've always wanted to have my own business. I always knew that's what I wanted to do eventually. Yeah. And my very first working sort of experience, if you like, was at the place where my sister used to work as a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with one of the printers there, who was a really lovely guy. His name is Barry, and he was terribly cynical, but at the same time really pragmatic and realistic.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he said something to me, and he still says it to this day, because we're all still in touch. He said, Steph, who can you rely on? It's me, myself, and I.
Mm.
And I think that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And he didn't mean it negatively.
Right.
In the sense that, you know, you are the one who's going to get you to where you want to be, and the only person that's going to stand in your way is yourself.
I wanted to end the conversation on this note, and I know it ends a little abruptly, but what Stephanie says is true. The only thing standing in your way is yourself. And like she quoted Audrey Hepburn earlier, nothing is impossible when the word itself says, I'm possible. I want to thank Stephanie for taking the time out to chat with us. It was definitely a motivating and inspiring talk. I want to thank you guys for listening. Subscribe to The Throb. Follow us on Twitter @ThePatentPump. And like us on Facebook.